Well, I was going to say, we normally don't get into, like, we normally don't analyze the NFL games, right? We kind of just give our picks and move on. So there's two games that I kind of want to analyze, get y'all thoughts on. And I'll start with the first one. First one is the Cowboys versus Cleveland. And the reason why I think this is interesting, like, do y'all think the quarterback of the losing team, like, they get viewed differently after this loss? Like, Baker Mayfield, is he going to, like, go to that? I think he's trending towards bust, but if he loses this game, is he going to, like, not official, but you get what I'm trying to say. Or if Dak loses this game, does this hurt his, like, is this a bad gamble for him? Like, he might not get his money at the end of the season, depending on, like, does the, can the loser recover? Yeah, I think Dak gonna lose get paid from this loss.
Yeah, I think Dak gonna get paid. Okay. Just because, simply because, regardless of really, I don't want to say regardless of how well the Cowboys do, but if the Cowboys don't win very many games this year, he gonna be able to fall back on stats. So I think he's gonna get paid because I think he's leading the NFL in passing right now. In terms of passing yards, not touchdowns, but I think he's leading the NFL right now in terms of
her cousin stats.
Yeah, in terms of passing yards, so I think Dak is going to get paid regardless. With Baker, I don't think this will kill him either. I think the thing that's killing him is not necessarily it's wins and losses. Yeah, because you know quarterbacks always get that put on him, but he's just not producing. He does have the same amount of touchdowns and interceptions that Dak Prescott. No, yeah, the same amount of touchdowns and interceptions as Dak Prescott, but he's only got 564 yards. Is that 564? Yeah,
he's only got 564 yards. Dak is leading in passing yards.
So I think that the difference to me is that at some point. Baker Mayfield has to show that he is capable of being the guy on a winning team and not just a guy. Right now, he's playing like a guy. He's playing more Trent Dilfer. Like, no disrespect to Trent Dilfer. When the Ravens won the Super Bowl, as opposed to being the guy that they're saying, hey, we're going to put it on your shoulders and we want you to lead us to the promised land. Cowboys going to win, though.
I was gonna say, I was about to ask what you got. You got the Cowboys?
For sure. I got the Cowboys. Listen, the Cleveland, y'all remember last year, after Baker Mayfield's first year, they were saying, and then that between his first and second year leading into that season, he had all those commercials, right? And people were saying, well, did he think he was that dude before he really, had consistently was able to perform? Was he distracted? Blah, blah, blah. Now they don't want a few games. What do you see? Damn commercials is back. I'm just saying, the commercials is back.
He already made them, dog. He already made them.
You might be right, but I'm just saying they weren't showing
them back on TV. You're right.
They weren't showing them.
Saquon in one of them commercials. Also.
Saquon had
time. The Giants was solid. He knew the Giants was gonna be bad. He didn't need to focus. He's gonna be solid.
I'm not sure if it changes either one of them's total outlook, but yeah, the losing quarterback gonna definitely catch a stain. Like I say, because if Dak has one of those typical balls,
like tweeted draw.
Boy, that's nasty. See, there you go with that bullshit. But anyway, bro. Now, if Dak pulled one of those typical foul back early, try to come back late game,
600 yards in the fourth quarter,
and lose by three. It's like, damn, we getting the same thing. I don't think either quarterback overall, I guess you could say outlook is going to be based on this game. But yeah, I mean, honestly, both of them are under different types of pressure. I think Baker's playing for his job, and Dak is playing for money.
Please say he's playing for his job.
Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield playing for his job. Yeah, I ain't saying he's gonna get replaced. What I'm saying is I ain't saying like right now. What I'm saying is at the end of the season, Dak is.
I got you. Saying, he's gonna be a starting quarterback.
Baker Mayfield is saying, is it gonna be a contract for me? You see what I'm saying? Like I'm not. I don't think. Yeah, so I think that the pressure is different. So both of them have reasons to, besides just winning a football game, they both have outside reasons to perform at their highest. But I don't think either one of them outlook is going to change because they the next week is going to be the same pressure on both of them.
Gotcha. I don't think – so I'm not going to say Dak ain't going to get paid. But I don't think he can afford to lose this game. I don't think there's no pressure on Baker because I think most of the media is, like, trending down on Baker already anyway, so it ain't gonna have no effect. But I think if Dak loses this game, especially if he don't play well, then you'll start to hear that – well, from Cowboy fans, you'll start to hear that Andy Dalton rumble, right? Maybe we need to go to him.
Cowboy fan.
Why do we need to pay Dak when we can pay Andy Dalton less money and get the same results?
Like, what is this kind of? You trying to spill some kind of country voodoo on the Cowboys, man? What kind of
country voodoo?
You'll be calling for Andy Dalton.
That was Cowboy.
Hey, man, what are you trying to do to us?
Hold on.
Let me go get some salt.
Is that what Cowboy fans that was kind of saying that before the season started? It was like they felt like Andy Dalton. I think Tweety might have said it.
I know where he's going with it. I said the success that Andy Dalton had in Cincinnati is similar to the success that Dak has had in Dallas. So, what I said was that Jerry Jones's perspective is if Dak was going to hold out. I'm cool with, and I think Jerry Jones would have been cool with this. I'm cool with playing Andy Dalton going 4-12, and we're going to get another quarterback. See what I'm saying? Like, I never thought that Andy Dalton is going to get you to a 12-4 season. No. What I'm saying is, I think that if you put the two careers side by side, success wise, neither one of them going to go, neither one of them got past the divisional round so far. Let's just be honest.
And I want to say the loud dog said that there wasn't a big gap between.
I want to say
the loud dog said that.
He
was cool with Andy Dalton going in there.
The talent gap is big to me, but the success gap is not.
Don't act like I'm coming out of left field.
I knew where you were going with it. No, not for me. I didn't say the talent gap, but I did say if you want to go success-wise, I think they both led their teams to the playoffs by 3 times. Neither one of them got out the divisional round. Yeah, and honestly, I think 1 year Cincinnati was actually favored to get out the divisional round. Nope, not today. So it's success-wise, yes, but talent-wise, hell no. I think Jerry Jones would have been content if Dak would have held out. Playing Andy Dalton and probably going 3-13 and getting another quarterback in the draft.
You think y'all would have went 3-13 with Andy Dalton, bro?
I'm not saying we would have, but I think Jerry Jones would have been cool with that plan because if the man that I think is the franchise player want to hold out and I can go and draft another up and comer and quote unquote maybe even go steal another dude, maybe I can redo that and let Dak walk. You know?
I don't see the point of us. Like, if the Vikings go 0-16, it don't even help us.
Bro, y'all got a guaranteed. Hey. Y'all got a man that's getting guaranteed money in that backfield.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to go 0-16, but everybody knows Trevor Lawrence going to be number one quarterback, number one pick, so it don't help us at all, dog. We in a sunken place, is all I can say.
Yo, Vikings.
I got the Cowboys. I think all the defense will be a problem. I'll jump on my bandwagon now.
Just fool.
Hey, dude out there producing, man.
Who?
It's kind of crazy that he's been out the league for 2 years and he's producing like he is.
Five years.
That's crazy, man.
Hey,
man,
Kabasi'll do it to you, Jack. Kabasi'll do that to you.
Aldon Smith has been a very, very pleasant like surprise. I just know that the biggest disappointment is still DeMarcus Lawrence. Like that man ain't put his hand. I don't even know if he breathed on the quarterback yet.
Aldon Smith, he been the best defensive player on the Cowboys.
Facts. Big facts.
Yeah.
Who told y'all about him week one? Who told y'all about him? Y'all don't never give me no credit. Y'all will cut down when I mess up. Y'all, Tweety gonna give me at least a thunderous. Hey. He'll give me that senior citizen old phone on bingo game clap.
Who's
got thunderous?
Who's this man gonna break his arm, pat his own self on the back?
Hey, hold on, listen, fam. Hey, I know y'all follow they played Seahawks last week. If you follow Dion, that's all Dion do.
You ain't lying.
All he do, say, but Dion will tell you how good he is.
You see Dion that why everybody? You see that why people like? I think we was on this show like, hey, Dion by himself, baby. Like we ain't gonna.
Hey, Dion gonna tell you how good he is.
Hey, hey,
Malcolm, before you go through all the games, real quick, Malcolm, did we ever pick Thursday's games? Because I was going through the thread.
I told y'all week one, that wasn't the week I was going to pick the Jets, so you already knew my
people. I picked the Jets, and Curtis picked the Jets.
Well, since I didn't pick, you can go ahead and take I'll take an L for that. I ain't picked, so you can go ahead and take
that. I told you, I can't remember what show that was. I said, I don't see a week where I'm picking the Jets.
You say the Jets going to go over.
Y'all missing this. Dude just won $65,000.
Doing fishing. What?
Bass fishing?
He came in first place.
What, boy?
How big was the bass?
Nah, Tweety, they go by how much weight you catch.
Oh, okay, so, go by the total weight.
I don't know how many. I haven't been paying attention. They probably fish. I think he had like.
The other game I want to get into is a game I didn't think it was gonna get played, which is obviously Saints. Gonna be game of the week. What? No.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Saints and okay.
Which is KC and New England. Obviously. Cam didn't play that well last week, but they got the dub.
They won, didn't they?
They got the dub, but he didn't play that well. They had a good rushing attack.
Yeah, Cole. That's why.
No, I was gonna say I'm not gonna ask y'all who y'all taking because we'll leave that for later. But how do y'all see New England? I'm considering it. I'm guessing it'd be a bit upset. How do y'all see? What does New England have to do to get a dub this week?
Stop Kansas City from scoring all them damn points.
You said what now?
They got to stop Kansas City from going crazy and scoring all them points. They got to keep up with Tyreek Hill and you know, all that they got going on. They got to do it defensively.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say, because, I mean, you hoping that I think it was Steed getting the start, right? That's what they would call him in the preseason, Steed. Jared Stidham getting the start. So, I mean, I think this. I don't remember seeing him last year. So I don't know if he got any backup time or not, like any trash time. I don't remember. But Stidham, from what I'm hearing, Bill Belichick is pretty high on him. So I just think when he gets in, he just doesn't need to try to do too much, game manage, and they hope the strength of the team, which is the defense. At least slows Kansas City down to a point to where Patrick Mahomes I ain't gonna say you're not gonna stop him, but at least make it to where he struggles, because we have seen him struggle before. So if the Patriots defense can actually stand up to the task of at least making Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City offense work for their points, Bill Belichick now may have a chance. But if it turns into a quote unquote high scoring affair, it's only gonna be one team that's scoring.
Gotcha.
So and that'll be Kansas City.
I don't think this is gonna sound crazy, the following. I don't think it has nothing to do with New England's defense. I think it's gonna have to do everything with New England's offense. I think obviously you're not gonna go ahead. Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels not gonna ask Jerry Stidham to go out there and throw the ball 50 times.
Right, so what you hope at least.
Yeah. Right. So I think what their game plan is going to be, let's try to stay on the field as long as we can. And when we score, let's make sure it's touchdowns and not field goals.
Right. Right.
So I think they're going to try to run the ball as much as they can. I think they're going to try to get an early lead. They're not going to want to fall behind because, you know, obviously once you fall behind, you got to start throwing the ball. So, I mean, I think their goal
I was going to say real quick, Malcolm, let me ask you a question because I know y'all probably keep up with more than I do. I know we're only 3 weeks in, but are they really missing that much with Cam Newton being in the game? Like, has Cam Newton been that phenomenal these first 3 weeks to where they really going to
have Seattle, a big drop man.
Off? I think they'll miss him because Seattle, he's a big part of their offense. Like, he is pretty much their offense. So, I think it's going to be tough without him. It's going to be tough.
Okay.
Well, what do I think? What do I think? What does – you said what do New England have to do to win this game?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to use a basketball analogy. I think New England got to turn this into a half-court game. A half-court game. It can't – if it turn into a track meet, they ain't going to win.
Yeah.
They won't be able to keep up. I wouldn't think New England could keep up. Even if Cam Newton was healthy, I wouldn't think New England could keep up. If this game gets into the 30s, New England, I don't think they have a chance to win it if they get into the 30s. I think they got to turn it into like – a Mike Fratello, Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game where you slow it down and the score end up being 73-67. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna muck it up, slow it. You know, like Malcolm or whoever said they run the ball a lot anyway. So we ain't gonna say run the ball a lot. And then I think obviously, and that's what they gotta do defensively, keep everything in front of them. I'm going to let anybody get behind him. And the other big thing that I don't think people talk about very much is you got to limit Kansas City's yards after catch.
Facts.
All of them. I mean –
that's why I say that defense got to come up big, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep the ball in front of you. And when Travis Kelce catch the ball, for God's sake, tackle him when he catches it. Don't let him get 3-4 yards after the catch. You know what I'm saying? He catches a five-yard pass. And it turns into 12-yard game.
Right.
Yep. A 3-yard pass, and it turns into 7. I think, they got to limit that. Limit the yards out of the catch, keep everything in front of them. And, the big plays goes without saying. That's what I was talking about when I said turn it into a half-court game. Make Kansas City have 12, 15 play drives.
Right. Make them work.
Even if it takes them 8 minutes to score and they score, that's better than, Pat Mahomes completing – they run the ball twice and then he throw the ball 70 yards for a touchdown. And then you come down, maybe you take 3 or 4 plays, and then the next play he done threw another 40-yard touchdown on you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They
got to drive you. Don't beat yourself.
I said, you got to make them work for it. You got to make them work for it. That was like
when they played the Chargers.
Facts.
Keep the score in the low.
Y'all remember those New England and those the Colts and Patriots games, back when Brady and Manning was doing that thing. Right. And it was always Bill Belichick versus Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Are we looking at Belichick versus Mahomes? Is that a matchup that
it's gonna have to be. Because you're not expecting Jared Stidham to outdo Patrick Mahomes. So, I think – I ain't going to say Bill Belichick per se, but I would say Bill Belichick versus Andy Reid more so than Patrick Mahomes, because I think people gave Peyton Manning credit for calling plays. I think a lot of people said Peyton Manning was his own offensive coordinator versus Andy Reid being the offensive genius. So, go ahead, AJ.
I was just going to say it's hard – I would more so say it's Bill Belichick versus the receiving core as opposed to Mahomes. And the reason I say that is because the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Peyton Manning is you knew what Peyton Manning was going to be. He ain't going nowhere.
Right, he ain't going nowhere.
You're going to take 3 steps, 5 steps or whatever. He not leaving the pocket unless – you know what I'm saying? He not leaving the pocket. But with Patrick Mahomes – he might stay in the – he can beat you from the pocket. He can beat you So I think it's more about controlling the receivers and not giving him – not because it's – you can't
That scramble drill.
I don't
man,
even
that,
know. What do you do with Patrick Mahomes? Like, what do you say? Like, okay, we're going to keep him in the pocket. Then you're just like, well, he'll just stay in the pocket. And he'll throw the ball 7 yards. We're going to make him go out to the left, bro, to the left. Okay, well, he'll flip his hips. And he's going to throw the ball 70 yards.
He's even
We're going to make him go right. Well, he just going, you know. So it's like, I think you got to control the receivers.
Stephon Gilmore, is he the best corner in the league?
I don't know. I never seen him.
I don't know about best corner in the league, but I know he gets regarded as that a lot. I just know. I ain't going to say best corner. I know he gets regarded as a top corner.
Before we do our picks, can we talk college football?
Go ahead.
You got something. I just want to talk college football at some point before we get up out of here.
I was just gonna answer his question about Stephon Gilmore. I think he's regarded as one of the top corners, but I mean, he gonna have his hands full today, buddy. Like, it's not just one receiver that they gotta worry about in Kansas City. You gotta worry. I'm like Ed, you gotta worry about their whole receiving core, tight end included.
He has to shut down whoever's in front of him.
I haven't watched a lot of New England football, but so I'm not sure if he's one of those corners that follows receivers or whatever. But if I'm, I would agree with Edge. I put him on Travis Kelce because I think Travis Kelce is the security blanket that'd probably be where he go to a lot. But at the end of the day, you better trust whoever you're gonna have out there against Tyreek and Sammy they gonna
hold. I ain't worried about Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins is like he like the black Jason Witten. Ooh. Except for he can go over the top. I mean, why you watch Kansas City play? You said Sammy Watkins, if he catch the ball and there's people in front of him, he still go to the ground. He ain't got time for y'all to be tackling him.
That is true.
I tackle myself. I
he
go
makes
down
business
right
decisions. You ain't right about that.
He ain't got time for all that. Versus them other cats, Travis Kelce, you're going to have to tackle him. Tyreek Hill, you're going to have to tackle him.
You got to tackle him, yeah.
That other cat whose number, I think number 11, you're going to have to tackle
him. The other fast guy. Yeah, I know you're talking
about.
Hardman.
I don't know.
Yeah, that boy bitch.
Hardman, records. I don't know, man. Dude, just play here.
Come on, man.
Can we talk college football? I don't know where Malcolm went. I ain't going to have time to get my picks, probably. College football, what y'all think about college football?
What Texas Tech do yesterday?
Lost.
They lost, man.
You mean what we do? We lost. But come on, man. You tripping. We lost. I'm tired.
I seen Texas beat that bullet yesterday. I didn't know they was top 10, but I seen TCU. I think that TCU beat them by 3, I think. And I also seen OU beat that bullet.
Now, the Texas-TCU game, I would tell you, that first quarter, that might have been one of the worst played first quarters I've ever seen at any level of football.
Was it that bad?
It was awful.
I mean, because I'm not going to lie to y'all. I haven't watched a single – I've just been keeping up with scores. I on Saturdays, I'll be coaching, so haven't been able to watch.
Tweety, you don't coach all day. Ain't no damn one football game pass all day.
Say, bro, I don't coach all day. I don't coach all day, but I do be around the organization all day. I have more duties than coaching.
But don't tell me you coach all day.
I said I coach on Saturdays.
Tell me you be doing organizational stuff.
I'm finna pull the LJ. I didn't say I coached all day. I said I coach on Saturdays. I didn't say I coach all day.
Okay, so like, here's the thing.
You on now.
Okay, I'm gonna get you with that nuance. If you say you coach on Saturdays and college football is on all day on Saturday, the implication is, or at least the way I would assume, is you're trying to tell me you're coaching all day.
That's your implication. I didn't say I coached all day. That's your fault.
So my thing is, you ain't coaching all day. You could be watching games.
I didn't say I was clear on what I did all day.
Give us a breakdown.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a breakdown. After you coach, I have to run the chance for at least 2 games. Then I got to wear concessions too. So, yeah, it's organization.
Why you have to?
Because we really don't have a lot of people in the organization to do it.
So, you don't have to. You choose to.
Well, I mean, I choose to coach too.
Okay,
so
let's use the right words. Let's get any
career is a choice, LJ. So if you want to get into the real nuances, you chose to go to the Army, right? Right?
Yes.
That was a choice. That's what I'm saying. And you chose the job you got coming out the Army.
No. I'm gonna hit you with that chart that Hammer. He said, what do voluntary mean?
Oh no, I
it's
right.
a difference now, between no, volunteering to run the
no,
train.
I'm telling you,
real quick, LJ. What happened to your boy Mike Leach, man?
What did I tell you last week?
He did say they was going to lose.
What did I tell you last week? I said, you can count on Mike Leach is going to beat somebody he's not supposed to beat. And then he's going to lose to somebody he's not supposed to.
Oh, I didn't see who did Mississippi State play? Who did they play?
Arkansas.
Oh, they lost to Arkansas. Oh, man. Okay.
I'm not surprised that they lost to Arkansas. No, I told you that.
I'm with LJ. That's what
Mike Leach's team do. They will, every year they're going to beat somebody that – people say they shouldn't be, and then yeah. the ranking will go up, and then they're going to lose to somebody. You're going to be like, how did they lose to them? That's just what Mike Leach teams do. It's simple. That's what his team
He made. He crunked Tennessee one. He happy Tennessee one.
That's what they do. But, yeah, back to the Texas game. Since Tweety, we don't want to hear your voluntary lies anymore, Tweety. Donald Trump.
It wasn't no lie. Black Trump. What was the lie? Well, you showed me that I can fact check mine. You said, unlike now, Trump.
Okay, here's the lie. When you say, oh, I have to work the chain.
I made the obligation, LJ. What did you say?
No, No. Yes, and then you said, I have to do it because we don't have enough people. We don't have the help. That's right. Volunteering. That's my
obligation. Once I gave my word, that's what I got to do. I gave my word. So, yeah, volunteer. That is my obligation. That's still an obligation, LJ. Whether you want to get paid for it or not, I chose to get
that
obligation.
He would lose that. He would lose that. Go on, tell him.
How?
You don't have to do it.
I don't have to go to work. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that wasn't part of your deal. They wasn't saying like, hey, as a coach, part of your obligation as a coach.
Actually, that was. Like, you wasn't during the meeting. Yes, it was.
Okay, time out. So let's get it. Wait, you know we're wasting time, man. I don't want to talk about your lies.
Right. That wasn't no lie. You don't, how you going to lie? How you going to say it's a lie? You wasn't even there.
I'm using your words. Hey, listen. No, it was Texas TCU first quarter was one of the worst I've ever seen at any level. Wow. I mean, like, I can't tell you how many big plays were negated, just even throughout the game, because of penalties. I think they both finished double digits in penalties, over 100 yards each in penalties. I mean, it was a fairly poorly played game, and that first quarter was hard to watch. But
that's tough.
When is Herman gone?
Hey man,
is he done this year?
This season, Jack.
Ooh.
Let me take that back. They may give him a pass because of COVID. But if he repeat this again next year, he out. He gone.
Man, they went full court press to get Charlie Strong out there, bro. I'm talking about the boosters, the rich alumni.
I think they also had their replacement in mind. Do you think they have a replacement in mind when it comes to replacing?
Hey.
I don't know.
That dude with that Southern charm, he back coaching. Come on back home, Mac.
That is true.
Come on back. Come on back home, Mac.
Mac Brown.
Come on back home.
The one that got him, They only championship, like their first championship in like what?
That's what I'm saying. But you remember when he left Texas, he stopped coaching. He went and did the broadcasting thing.
Right. So he wasn't coaching nowhere.
And look, regardless of whether you think Mac Brown
is like want to leave Texas East. He didn't want to leave Texas. Yeah.
And he doing it in North Carolina all of a sudden, because Mac Brown, not only is he a good coach, Mac Brown can recruit his fourth point.
I was just about to say that. Do you think he's a better recruiter than coach?
Oh, for sure.
Well, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, I
Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney are probably the only two, and probably, what's the dude that just left Ohio State? I can't think of his name. Urban Meyer. They might be the only guys you could say are a hell of a recruiters, and, you know, they probably coach as well as they recruit. That's why Nick Saban always winning, because he bringing in all the best players. He developing all the best players, and they still are coaching young Saturdays.
I
wanted to say this about Spencer Rattler. I think Spencer Rattler, that boy got an arm. But my concern, you know, he's a young guy. I think he's still reading the football field like he's a high school quarterback. You know, a lot of times in high school, you just throw to the guy who you want to throw to, because generally in high school, that guy's always open. Or a guy with arm talent like he has at the high school level, he can get into those little small windows and stuff like that at the high school level. I think the next step he's going to have to take, and this is why I think you're probably going to see OU struggle a little bit throughout the season potentially, is because he's not going left to right and going through all his progressions. And maybe they may be only having him reading one side of the field, right? But it seemed like he was getting glued on one side of the field, and that's it. He wasn't really going through progressions from left to right or however they have him read. And then you could also see it as the game progressed. I think this will be the next evolution of his game is he's got to learn to step up in the pocket. Late in the game, and I think this is on one, maybe he threw a pick on this play. Iowa State came off the edge. They sent blitzers off the edge, and he wanted to, he likes to scramble. When he likes to scramble, he likes to go right, go wide and go right. And so he tried to go wide and right, and the blitzer was there. He had to step up, and he ended up going to the ground. I think he got sacked. I don't think he threw a pick. But anyway, that was kind of my quick evaluation of him. Listen, gentlemen, I got to break contact. My son's got a football game.
All right, fella.
I tried to get them picks in. You want to talk about Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, you weren't trying to get no picks. You were gone for 20 minutes.
He said you disappeared, brother.
My son decided to try to take a shit outside.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Bird in the woods.
Get them leaves ready.
We really get it on in Philly.
But hey, just send your picks in the thread. We got to get into them right here quick though.
Okay. All right, LJ.
So
wait, did they tell me if that came through? Y'all see that?
I mean, yeah. We got you.
I told y'all. You said something about taking it serious. I've been taking it serious, Jack. I have my piece done too, Jack. Don't play with me.
Okay, so
No,
Greg. I just said when we going down the pick, so you can write it down.
Yeah, for sure. All right, y'all have a good rest of the show, man. I'm about to go watch my son play football.
Junior, you got a game?
Yep.
Yeah, good luck to Junior, man. Tell them boys ball out.
Tell him go watch my film. He'll be all right.
Listen, anyway. He was sorry. Don't do that. NASCAR race, they're racing at Talladega today at 2 o'clock Eastern time, man. They have a lot of big wrecks and stuff at Talladega. It's a fast
track. LJ, watch for the wrecks.
I don't watch for the wrecks. I'm just telling you, like, people who don't watch NASCAR watch for the wrecks, too.
You remember we used to play NHL 95. The only reason why we played was for the fights.
Tweety act like he don't know.
Hey, remember that game on Super Nintendo, Blaze of Steel?
Yeah, that was regular Nintendo, but get to an organization where he doing more than coaching. He forget where he came from.
This organization. What are you talking about?
Don't act like you don't play games just because they got a little violence in them. That fake Nike, that's the longest Nike check I ever seen.
Where you go with this, bro? Get on with that, bro. Man, right, go to your son's football game.
So first game up, man, I think this is going to be a sweep. Hey, it's Baltimore.
Every time you say that. Oh, well, yeah. Anybody pick Washington tripping. If anybody say, whoa, like, nah, bro, you get on with that. Nah, we're going Baltimore, of course, man. We're going Baltimore.
All right. The next one. Tampa Bay versus the Chargers.
That's gonna be a good one, actually. He said he's going Tampa Bay. I can't hate him for it, but I'm sure finna check this shit out. I feel it. But it don't seem like. Don't get me wrong. I see what Tampa Bay 2-1.
Chris Godwin and Leonard Fournette not playing.
That's what I knew they were missing some people. I just I'm finna say San Diego. LA ain't bad. They just is the rookie still starting?
I would assume so.
I don't think he gonna let it go. Ooh, bro, I'm gonna go with the Chargers, bro. I'm gonna go with the Chargers.
Okay.
LJ got Tampa Bay.
That's gonna be. I probably shouldn't have picked the Chargers, but I'm gonna go with them, man.
Bold up, baby. Bolts up.
Okay, ain't gonna be the only one, God dog. Bolts up. Let's go, man. Let's go.
What'd you say, Greg?
I say y'all gonna get that L together.
That's all right. Hey, that's the only way you're gonna catch up, bro. You gotta take some pictures.
You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta catch LJ and Malcolm, man. I gotta catch both of them. Or Curtis won. I know it's two people in front of me.
It's Curtis, I think. I think we the same. You know, Greg. Is
okay. Well, I got. Yeah. Greg got to catch up.
One game.
Not really? Me with one game. I know. I took off this second week. I went home.
We got Seattle and Miami. I'm going with Seattle. Ain't no need for no
analysis. I'm going with Seattle. If this should be a sweep also, but I'm going to go with Seattle on that one.
Yeah, I'm going with Seattle.
I mean, although I do feel like Russell Wilson is due for a bad game, it won't be this one. It won't be this one. Miami ain't going to give it to him.
LJ got Seattle.
Okay.
Did
Curtis send his picks in?
Nah, Curtis didn't send
it. No.
But Curtis finna get 17 L's. Who did he pick Thursday?
The Jets, I think.
The Jets.
He finna get an open. Because I took it in because I didn't pick Thursday. So
this one hurts my heart.
Oh, Minnesota? Minnesota, Houston.
Minnesota and Houston. Who y'all got?
Who you pick?
Yeah, gone. I know you finna pick against him, boy.
Who you pick?
I know who I'm picking. Hey. I done went with this boy 2 weeks in a row and he done got me. I'm going with Houston today, man. I'm going with Houston. I done went, look, Minnesota was favored by at least a touchdown in both of the weeks I took them, bro, and they lost.
Hey,
they lost.
I don't know.
They lost that week by one. It's like they found the Cowboys, bro. They find their ways to lose, bro.
Do I want to be right on the show or do I want to be right with Minnesota?
I don't care what about you in Minnesota. If you ain't right on this show, that helps my record. So I'm cool.
So I'm thinking about using some reverse psychology.
He's gonna take an L on the show to get his team a win. But it's dude here.
But I don't know, man. I know I'm taking
Houston. Minnesota's 0-3, right? Minnesota's
both of these teams 0-3. That's the tough part about it.
But so who did Minnesota lose to? Who did they feel off?
Indianapolis, Green Bay, and Tennessee. It should have been Tennessee.
I'm picking Minnesota.
Who did Houston lose to? Kansas City.
Kansas City, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
Bro, they about equal. They all lose. They both lose a good team.
But Houston losses were bad. Particularly against Baltimore and Kansas City.
You seen Minnesota?
That's a fact. That's the but Minnesota, you're right. But Minnesota is even though Houston got blew out, Minnesota find ways to lose, bro. Like it's
our corners are terrible, man.
It's like they playing like, okay, I'm a Cowboy fan. What's our biggest problem? We literally find ways to lose. Like we find a way to keep another team in the game. Like today, everybody saying if anybody blows somebody out, it's gonna be the cat. Just don't expect no blowout then. Cause we ain't blowing nobody out, and Houston is more. I would trust Deshaun Watson right now over the guaranteed man.
I think Minnesota has more weapons on offense than Houston does.
Bro, Minnesota got a better team than everybody. Almost they done lost to. Their cornerbacks are horrible.
This is what that scares me. Our line, they so small. I feel like JJ Watt can have a field day. That's what scares me. But I'm going Minnesota.
I say, okay. Stick to your fandom then. I'm taking Houston.
I ain't got a dog in the fight, so I'm taking Houston. Confidence in that pick, but I'm taking Minnesota.
You know me. I'm going to take a pick every week that I got zero confidence in, but I'm going to take it.
Oh, man.
And if we win, I'm going to come back on here like I knew it.
Let me see what LJ picked. LJ picked Houston.
LJ picked Houston. Yeah, Malcolm out there on his own because I know Greg taking the H.
Yeah,
oh, Greg from Minnesota. Damn. I got Deshaun Washington wearing them twice. He got the same problem with Deshaun Washington.
There
I got
you
with
go.
Hey, they make me. Hey, that made me feel even worse.
Oh man,
boy, that's tough right there, man.
Somebody got to win. Somebody has to win the game.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? No. Philly Cleveland told you that last week. You ain't got to win. We in the regular season. You ain't got to win. Hey, Donovan McNabb didn't know that, though. Donovan McNabb didn't know that. He didn't know there was ties in the NFL. He thought we going to keep playing.
Anyway, so next game, we got New Orleans and Detroit.
New Orleans.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I know it's in Detroit too, but I'm going New Orleans.
I'm riding with the hometown quarterback, man. I'm going with old Matthew Stafford, man. I'm going with Matthew Stafford. I mean, both of them Texas boys, but I'm rocking with Matthew Stafford, man.
What does he have, though?
Low key, Detroit probably got one of the top three wide receiver tandems. Top three, Kenny Galladay and Marvin Jones. They nice, bro. They are so underrated. They nice.
I don't know, bro.
He's talking about tweeting.
Huh?
And I said he talking about tweeting.
Well, he ain't supposed to be on video and driving. Let's get
him out. I'm
get him, lawyer. Call him the police.
Anyway, man, hold on. Let me look up something real quick. Micah Thomas playing.
I don't think so.
I think he's still out.
Crybaby still out.
I think Thomas still out. I think he's still out.
Let me go look. Let me see what Crybaby got. What would that be on the injuries? Yeah. Oh, it's a inactive report for Sunday's game, and Michael Thomas is on the front page.
I don't think they need to be Detroit.
You don't think they need him? Okay.
I thought Detroit was gonna lose a couple times, and they tend, you know. I think he out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Detroit.
Then Detroit beat Minnesota. I mean, not Minnesota, but Chicago. Like Arizona. They had a comeback win against Chicago, and they beat Arizona. Chicago beat them. Came back and beat them. That's right.
Detroit dropped a game-winning touchdown with 6 seconds left. Like why?
Right eight. Against Chicago. Right. Okay.
And
okay.
Then they beat Arizona. I'm going Detroit. Okay. And LJ he took New Orleans.
I'm taking Detroit.
What's the next game? Next game is Cleveland versus Dallas. I think LJ already said he had Dallas.
I'm taking Dallas.
So
hold on, Malcolm. Who you taking in New Orleans? Detroit game now.
Detroit? He said Detroit.
Detroit. Okay.
Who you taking? Greg Orleans?
Yeah, I'm taking New Orleans. What game we on now?
Dallas, Cleveland. I'm taking Dallas.
I'm picking Dallas.
I got Dallas.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now though, my pick is based strictly on fandom.
Like mine.
Because I'm gonna tell you like this, matchup wise, it's kind of scary. Because what's our weak point is the secondary. And it's just defense. We can't tackle either. And if I'm not mistaken, Cleveland averaging the most yards on the ground in the league. Like, those two guys are killing it. And it's like, well.
I think this would be a pretty even pick right here. I think this would be even pick. We got Cincinnati and Jacksonville.
Ooh. Cincinnati. I'm picking Cincinnati. Man,
who I pick?
Who did you pick?
He picked Cincinnati.
Did he?
Who, LJ? Okay.
Yeah, he picked Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. I'm picking. I think I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go and keep it with Joe Burrow, man. I'm picking Cincinnati, man.
He been close. You know.
Yeah, he got to get it win. He got to get it for a win. And why not come against the Jags, man? He must be taking the Jag. That's why
y'all
he dancing.
Y'all know I'll be rocking with Gardner Minshew, dog. You know I'll be rocking.
Hey, he might pull that Mike Leach on you for real. Hey, we beat TB and then we lose. Like, he is a product of his coach.
Doug Monroe got to get fired at some point. Him and Adam Gase, they got to go.
It's a lot of NFL coaches that you can say that about after about 3-4 years. Like, hey, man, he going to get fired at some point. He might get fired. You never know. Depending on, like, Jacksonville might let somebody go in the middle of the season. They don't care. They don't care how their organization runs.
We got Arizona and Carolina.
Arizona.
Yeah, he took Arizona.
I'm gonna rock with Arizona. Yeah, I'm gonna rock with Arizona.
McCaffrey's still out, right?
I don't think he playing. See, this the bullshit I already.
Still out. He'll not off.
Okay, y'all see the Cowboys already losing, right?
Wait, the Cowboy game on right now?
Yeah, they on right now. They losing 7-0.
I'm picking Arizona, Malcolm. Who you got?
Arizona. They bounce back. Okay. Carolina in second place.
Okay.
He said rookie head coach can't bring him out of it, huh?
So we got the Rams and Giants. I think we already know who all going this way.
I'm taking the Rams.
I only think we got to go through that one.
Ooh, okay.
This next one. We got Buffalo versus the Raiders.
Ooh, I'm going to stop going against them boys. I got the Buffalo Bills this time, buddy.
Okay. It's in Las Vegas. You pick Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to pick.
Yeah, I know.
You pick Vegas, LJ?
I think I'd have picked him every week.
You pick Vegas every week?
I think I have.
Man, I'm going with the Bills, man. I'm taking Buffalo, man.
Damn, I mean, is Josh Allen really a 400 yard and 5 touchdown guy?
If he keep doing it, I'm gonna have to go and say yeah, bro. I'm gonna have to go and say yeah.
I don't think it's as much about his production per se as it is about he's not turning the ball over.
Okay,
I think that's the biggest thing.
He's only thrown one interception.
Yep, 10 touchdowns, one interception. I think.
Yeah, so I think that's the biggest thing. Obviously the touchdown passes are great. That's awesome, but I think the biggest thing is he's not turning the ball over. So you give your team a chance to win if you don't turn the ball over.
They got a good defense.
Look, man, I just say, I know that. I'm for the reader's stat that it might be pointless, but it kind of goes with what LJ was saying. They say Allen has thrown 8 touchdowns and no interceptions against man coverage. That's a 94.4 QBR, while the Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. He got a 56 QBR against man coverage this year, which is the 7th lowest quarterback rating in the NFL. So, like,
man coverage? Just throw it to the
Buffalo. Hey. Buffalo's got better wide receivers.
That, too. That depends on your wide ass, too, though. Yeah, yeah. All right. So, I'm taking Buffalo. That's just me.
I think everybody. I took Vegas.
I think everybody else took Vegas then, huh?
Yeah.
I'm the lone wolf around here. That means if I get this right, I catch a game on all y'all, so I'm cool with it.
The next one, we got Indianapolis and Chicago. Nick Foles is the starting quarterback. Sure. And for that reason
he took over last week, right? Ha!
You look good, too.
I ate the fries. Let me see the burger. What'd you say?
I'm taking Indy.
You took
the Bears.
Did he?
Bears are undefeated though, but I'm taking Indy. Taking Indy.
How you make a quarterback change? You're undefeated.
I don't know. I guess they were winning in spite of the quarterback. Like they weren't winning because of him in spite of him. I don't know.
I'm going with the Bears. I think Lance Briggs has a big game today.
Going with the Bears, okay.
Lance, my bad. I didn't mean to say Lance Briggs.
Damn.
I'm pulling Stephen A. Smith. I meant to say my boy Mac.
Lance Briggs ain't played with him since 2008.
Lance Briggs is a college head football coach now, ain't he?
Is he a head coach?
One of them girls from that era, it might be him.
Okay.
I can't remember which university.
That boy's
Lance
Briggs.
I pulled a Stephen A. Smith, bro.
I didn't know he was a head coach. That's what's up.
No, I'm not saying it's him. I think it's him. One of the linebackers from that era is the head coach at Campbell University.
Okay.
Well, We know it ain't Urlacher.
I would that. Say it ain't Urlacher.
Nah, it ain't him. It's one of the black dudes. I think it's Briggs, but anyway.
Sunday night game, we got Philly. NFL needs to ask.
Hold on, I missed your pick, Malcolm. Did you just pick Colts or Bears?
I picked the Colts because of Nick Foles.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking Indy too.
Hey, ooh. we need to send a letter to the NFL. Like, you ain't gotta wait to week 15 to start flexing games, okay? You can do this shit at week 3.
You ain't lying. Start week 2 and 3. Like, hey, we know who we wanna see. Like, come on with it, man.
Ain't nobody trying to see no damn San Francisco and the Philly on Sunday night. But that's what we got. So, who y'all got?
Well, I'm taking San Fran.
Me too.
LJ took.
I knew
Philly.
I took Philly.
He took Philly.
Okay. Okay. What did Philly do for a win? He said Philly do for a win.
Some doctors want me to say Philly.
Hey, just like I said, Russell Wilson will do for a bad game, but it won't happen this week. Yeah. Philly do for a win, but it ain't gonna happen this week.
I think that's what I'm gonna go with. Tweety.
If they do for a win,
no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going with the 49ers, man.
Greg Kittle's not playing, is he?
Greg Kittle?
He not playing, is he?
Greg Kittle?
Let me check.
No, yeah.
San Francisco got a lot of injuries.
George Kittle might be playing.
I'm still thinking him over.
Kittle is.
I don't
playing,
see no injury report.
I'm looking at the injury report right now. You got Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo out, Raheem Mostert, he's out, the running back. Kawan Williams, the cornerback, he questionable. But, yeah, whatchamacallit playing? Kittles. He's playing.
They still going to lose.
But, yeah, Jimmy G, who playing quarterback, though? Now that I didn't know Jimmy G.
Marlon.
I guess I'm going to still stick with my pick. I got San Fran.
All right. This is game of the week. No, it ain't, because Cam ain't playing. Forgot. Oh. But we got New England and Kansas City.
I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going this way. Glad to go to the Super.
LJ picked the Chiefs, too.
I'm going with the Chiefs, man. I think the fact that Cam ain't there is going to hurt New England. So, I'm picking the Chiefs.
Chiefs. No Cam, no win.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
This doo-doo Monday night game. Good Lord.
Atlanta Green Bay?
Atlanta Green Bay.
That quarterback looks like he got a nice arm.
But Cowboy just tied the game up. 7-7, CeeDee Lamb scored on a 43-yard pass. Maybe.
I think
I'm not
so.
Sure. I say maybe, because I don't remember him scoring in the other three games. I got Green Bay, and it's crazy because I think Atlanta's going to put up points with Green Bay. I just think Green Bay is just going to end up pulling it out by at least a touchdown, maybe even 10 points.
Man, they going to fire that coach in Atlanta, huh? He going to be in season fire,
contract.
How long is this coming? Did he just – he signed an extension, didn't he?
No, I don't know. They'll fire him after he wins. That's what happened.
I say, come on, boy, 0-3 out here right now, man. Looking bad out here. Hey, Malcolm, this for you.
I cannot see Quinn getting extension last year. I don't think he got extension last year.
No.
Green Bay covered the seven?
No, because I'm taking Atlanta.
Ooh, okay. I'm taking Green Bay. You said
what?
What'd you say?
What are you talking to? I don't think he was talking to us.
He
said something.
He said he should have been on mute. But now, yeah, I think Green Bay gonna cover spread at that. I think Green Bay gonna take. I think they're gonna win and cover. I think they're gonna win
you
by
think
10.
They gonna cover?
They had Green Bay. Yes, I think they gonna cover.
I don't think LJ picked this game.
If I was betting, I wouldn't take that bet. I ain't gonna lie. I think Green Bay.
I know why. Because I think, honestly, I wouldn't even take – if I was betting, I'd take Atlanta in the seven. Because I think Atlanta got the offense to cover. They just ain't going to win.
I don't think LJ picked this game.
Mm.
He didn't pick the Atlanta Green Bay game.
You know, I don't think I did either. It's at Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at Green Bay. Yep. Yep.
Damn. Well, this is gonna be a tough one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta
got the offense to keep up with Green Bay. I just don't know if they're gonna win it.
Well, here's the thing, Green Bay. I don't think Devontae Adams is playing. That I think he's a rookie, Lazard, that had a big game last week.
He ain't no rookie.
He's not playing. Oh, he's not. Uh-uh. Whatever year he's in, he's not playing.
Okay.
Yeah, Za'Darius Smith ain't playing. Ooh,
Julio is back, right?
Huh?
Is Julio back?
Let me see. Because I was looking at the Green Bay injuries. I was looking at Green Bay injury list. Let me look at the Falcons.
Who he has is who playing? Julio?
Julio, yeah.
Julio. Because I saw something that he might come back this week.
Oh, Julio?
He needs to quit dropping touchdown passes with his sorry, you know what.
Anyways, man.
That boy said Julio sorry.
Long story long. Atlanta ain't been having no trouble putting up points, and Green Bay ain't been having no trouble giving them up.
That is true.
I'm gonna take Atlanta this week, man.
My bad. I ain't mean to cut you off. They got Calvin Ridley and Julio is both questionable, but they both will play Monday night.
I see Devontae Adams is questionable.
Yeah, Devontae Adams actually, they saying he gonna play.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he's questionable, and they said reports say he will play Jay Glad. I think let me make sure, because it just went away. But I'm pretty sure Julio and them didn't practice either, but, you know.
Every time they don't practice all week and they play 5 minutes and be out for the rest of the game.
Hold on, they playing there. Ooh, nah, man, I'm taking Green Bay because it's going to be cold as hell up there.
Is it?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold mug up there.
I'm like one state down or something like that. It's 55 degrees. That's the high of the day right here. So I know it's going to be cold as hell in Wisconsin. Atlanta playing the dome. Nah, man.
Yep.
I'm going to take Green Bay. I don't want to. Everything telling me Atlanta going to win this, but I'm going to take Green Bay. I don't. Because if you're giving me bad information.
It said game time decision with Devontae Adams. My bad. Game time decision.
I can't trust Tweety, man.
Man, whatever, bro.
Let me stick with what I say. I'm taking the Falcons.
Okay. I'm still taking Green Bay because if Devontae Adams play, you're going to be like, I can't trust Tweeter, but the nigga out there on the field. Hey, all right, cool.
You got to make this money, man. You got to make this money.
That's why I say I'm taking Green Bay. I'm taking a team that I know.
We already going to make this money.
So Steven Jackson don't make no money? You mean tell me? So what kind of podcast you trying to have? One on ABC or one that's on the internet?
Both.
Oh, all right. My bad. You're right. All right. Well, let me stop. My bad. But nah, I think Green Bay still gonna win. Whether Devontae Adams fair, I still think Green Bay gonna win.
Man, that's a nice crib right there.
What do you say?
Nice crib. Somebody crib. He was driving by somebody's house.
Oh. All right, man. What's the score looking like?
I ain't driving, sweetie.
7-7, I think. Oh, okay. Well, that too. Whatever. I know you were talking about somebody's house. Like, huh?
They ain't the only game on.
Oh, you said the score. Like, that was the only game.
Hey, did I take Detroit?
I know I did.
I picked New Orleans.
They down 14-0. They down 14-0.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you
can come back. They got it before.
What got into the Vikings?
You say what, Malcolm?
Vikings up 7-0. What got into them?
I'm gonna let y'all
man, come
go,
on,
man.
Don't tell me that, man. Cause
all right, man.
Yeah, I guess I'm
happy
about
birthday to my wife.
Oh, already, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, man.
All right, fellas.
All right, fellas.
In this joint.